Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steeler Nation what's on our minds. I'm Melanie Friedlander. After months of anticipation, the 2023 NFL Draft is finally in the books, and I think it's safe to say that Steelers fans are very happy with the results. Credit to new general manager Omar Khan and head coach Mike Tomlin for adding talented players in areas of need with a limited number of draft picks. One other reason I will give them credit: they did not take any unnecessary risks. They chose players that are likely to start the season and help the team succeed for years to come. They moved up to get offensive tackle Broderick Jones in the first round. Waiting until the 17th selection could have meant that he was heading to the Jets, who sat at 15. With the other two top tackles, Darnell Wright and Paris Johnson Jr., already off the board, they made the smart move. They could have sat tight and drafted Ohio State tackle DeJuan Jones. But that was an entirely different type of risk that the Steelers were not willing to take. Jones may turn out to be one of the best tackles in the league, or he may struggle with his weight, motivation, and work ethic and become a story of what might have been. Too many red flags in the pre-draft process and too big a chance. Owning the top pick in the second round, the Steelers reportedly got multiple offers to trade down. It sure would have been nice to get that fourth round draft pick back after spending it to get Jones, and maybe even one or two in the fifth round. But would cornerback Joey Porter still be there a few slots later? Once again, the team chose a sure thing over a risk that might have left them without their preferred player. The front office did take their chances in the third round, moving back from 80 to 93 in order to replace that fourth round pick. With a number of players still available, it was a calculated risk and one that paid off, as tight end Darnell Washington was somehow amazingly still unclaimed. You could argue that was a risk based on some medical questions, but one that seems well worth it. There were other talented players that would have fit the Steelers roster and scheme well, such as linebacker Jeremy Banks, who was a complete fit in Alex Cazor's what the Steelers look for at inside linebacker, an area of significant need. But his NCAA misadventures are reminiscent of running back LeGarrette Blount's, who was in Pittsburgh long enough for a cup of coffee and to help get Le'Veon Bell suspended 3 games courtesy of a marijuana joyride. While Banks may turn things around now that he has signed with Tampa Bay as an undrafted free agent, and I hope he does, for the Steelers it just was not worth the risk. For years, the Steelers front office has preached hearts and smarts when evaluating players for the draft. As Bob Labriola explained in 2020, how badly does the player want to succeed, and does he have the heart to do what's going to be necessary to achieve greatness? And his intelligence, not only for football, but for also being able to handle the life demands of a professional athlete. In the 2023 draft, the team took some chances, but they didn't risk that. That's my take. You can follow me on Twitter, @GirlSurgeon. Check out The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow us on SteelersDepot.com. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Cazora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.